I want to welcome all of you to Holy Mass this morning on this great Feast of the Assumption. This year, the feast falls on a Monday, and so the obligation is abrogated, but it's nevertheless important and I think only fitting for all of us to be here in honor of the great Mother of God. All of us are very aware of the importance and the vulnerability of our bodies. We diet, we take care of ourselves, and we exercise. We watch levels of our cholesterol, and we watch our blood pressure, and we see all of the ads, I think, every day about this or that medication to help this or that condition. Not only is the body a means of health, but it's also the means by which we come to know things in life. All the knowledge that we have, even the most abstract of ideas, comes through us, through our bodies. All the knowledge that we're given through the five senses, the seeing, touching, hearing, smelling, and tasting, comes to us through the body. We express thoughts through the body with language and signs. And the body is also an instrument by which God touches us. The body is an instrument through which divine grace comes to us. We receive the sacraments, right? Which are tangible expressions of God's invisible grace. This morning at Mass, we can hear, we can see, we can touch, we can taste, all with our body. The body is the means by which we come to know God. This Feast of the Assumption places a special emphasis, I think, on the importance of the body. Every Sunday, and in just a few moments, we will say that we believe in the resurrection of the body. The body has a very important role to play in our salvation. When we go to heaven, we won't just be spirits. We're not going to be angels in heaven, but we believe that we will have a resurrected body. That's how important the body is. This Feast of the Assumption honors Mary, the Mother of God, both body and soul. That same body and soul that was assumed into heaven. Mary's case, as you know, was unique in the fact that the union of her body and the soul were together, were intimately united throughout the course of her entire life. There was never a division, never a sin in her entire being. Mary's Feast of the Assumption is a sign of hope. It's a sign of hope that you and I will one day, in the resurrection of the body and life everlasting, will also, like Mary and all the saints, come to joy, her joy in heaven.